Episode 64 of the Ferris Podcast of them all. Joshua Ferris back with you again. Now, you may be noticing that the episodes are coming kind of at a slower pace right now, and that is due to just a busy schedule, both with school and work and organizations that I am a part of. But have no fear, because like I said, episode 64 is here. The episodes will probably be coming at a bi-weekly basis, but you know that when we crank out episodes, they will be the fairest episodes that you could imagine. So great content. And the content this week is a life lesson that has really been relevant to me the last few weeks. It stood out. I had it talk to me and teach to me, and it's just been with me, and I've been thinking a lot about it, and that's what the episode is going to be about this week. If you are a frequent flyer of the Ferris Podcast of them all, you know that I've had many life lessons that I've talked about before. You know, I've talked about being poor, hungry, driven, getting crap done. I've talked about making the cash register ring, going 212, all kinds of different things. And now it's kind of combining those. We talked about goal setting. And even if you don't listen to this podcast, you listen to other podcasts, you listen to self-help books, it's all goal setting, do this, do that. And that's great. But the problem is you have to actually go out and do it. Now imagine you're in a part of an organization where you have many coworkers working together on a goal. And this applies to everybody, not just students in student orgs. It can go towards families with family goals. It can go towards work with your coworkers and your peer groups, your friend groups, literally any group that you're a part of, this can apply. And the big thing here is that no one got better by riding the bench. Now, you probably all know, if you played sports in high school or middle school, whatever the case may be, that not everybody gets a chance to be on the court or the field all the time. So that's not necessarily what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about athletics when it comes to riding the bench this week. What I'm talking about is getting out there and making a difference in life, in your group that you're a part of. Because everybody can play a role of some sort when it comes to accomplishing the goal. So let's think about it this way. We'll put it in a family aspect. Your family has a goal to get more involved together, to be better connected, and spend more time with each other. It shouldn't just be on one person to wrangle everybody up and plan a reunion and plan a family game night. It shouldn't be on one person. Instead, it should be on multiple people. It should literally be on everybody to make time in their schedule to ensure that happens. Each person should have a different role in how they're going to help accomplish this goal in making the family more tight-knit. It can't fall on one person. The people who do absolutely nothing and do no help, they don't try to reach the goal, they don't make time in their schedule, and they're just there, they're riding the bench. They're not accomplishing anything, and that's the problem. So you can see where I'm getting at here. We can go through, we can try to make the cash register ring, we can have the 212 mentality, but it takes everybody. And if you want to get out there and accomplish your goals, and you want to achieve things, and you want to make a difference, you have to put in the work. It's not just magically going to be done on the flip of a switch or a snap of a finger. And unfortunately, far too often do we have groups of people who come together, they have a common ideal, they have common goals, but only a few people are the workhorses who actually get things done. They're the ones making the cash register ring, and the other people are reaping the benefits as well, when in reality, all they did was ride the bench. Now, I'm not saying you have to be the most active member in whatever group or family unit or coworker unit that you have. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is it boils down to everybody can play a role. Everybody can have a part. And if you think about it, people say, a common saying all the time is that practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. You hear that from a young age growing up your whole entire life. If you want to get better at something, you have to go out and do it. Well, in the real world, you practice by going out there and doing things. You have a goal of public, you want to improve your public speaking. What do you need to do to improve that? You need to go out and speak publicly. That's how it works. You want to be a better team player? Start working with other people. You have to actually do it. You can't just preach things and not practice them. And again, that's been a big issue that I have seen in several groups. And I've been guilty of this as well. I would be lying if I said every group I've been a part of, I've always done everything I could. I will say sometimes I've gotten lax depending on what the group may be. And that is a fault of my own. I've come to realize that, and I can own up to that mistake. But the big takeaway of this entire episode is no one got better by riding the bench. And now some people will argue when we tie into athletics, like I said, that's not the main focus of the show here. People are going to say, well, sometimes you got to sit somebody on the bench to teach them a lesson. And I would argue that while, yes, you can do that, while they're currently on the bench, they're not getting any better. It's the realization of the fact afterwards that they made a mistake when they have time to reflect and learn and interpret their decisions and their actions and the consequence. But when they're literally sitting on the bench, they're not getting better. And if you have somebody who rides the bench 24/7 all the time and sees no practice or attention or never gets to put in any real effort, they're not going to get any better. So that's my counter argument to that. While yes, maybe they do, I'm going to argue that it doesn't happen in the given moment of when they ride the bench, they're not getting better. Because I will argue to my last breath that no one gets better by riding the bench.
Why would you do that? We're in the end game now.
Dr. Stephen Strange said it best. We're in the end game. When it comes to accomplishing your goals and going out and achieving and chasing your dreams and being the best version of yourself, we've talked about it on the podcast before. How good could you be if you embrace the 212 mentality and you chase your dreams, you set goals and all of that? How good could you be? If you think about it, we're in the end game now. And when it comes to this concept of no one got better by riding the bench, the philosophy to have is that it's do or die time. It's the end game. When it comes to group projects, when it comes to family units, when it comes to work units, whatever group that you want to be a part of, whatever goals you have, you've set the goals, you have these goals, you have these common ideals. It's the end game to now go out there and get it done. You can't sit around and wait for the two leaders of the group to go and accomplish everything. Because unfortunately, those group leaders can only do so much. They can only give so much and will only be around for so long. But it's on all the people who previously have been riding the bench to step up. Step up to the plate. You're at bat now. Because like Stephen Strange said, it's the end game. The longer you wait in life, the less time you have. You know, life is great. Life is precious. But life's also short. If you want to go out and be the best version of yourself, you want to work well as a team and accomplish all of these goals for your organization or group or family, then you all got to get off the bench and work together. Because the main takeaway, I've already said it like five times, you have to remember that no one got better by riding the bench. It's a very simple phrase, but it has stuck with me so much over the last few weeks. And it goes beyond sports. It really applies to every aspect of life. Even if you're not working in a group setting, and you're working on yourself, because I've said it in previous episodes, you are your biggest asset. You have to take care of yourself, both mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. You are your number one unit. And at times, it is okay to be selfish. You deserve to be selfish. Each and every person is a special person, and you deserve time for yourself. You deserve to pursue your interests. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. But then you become very hypocritical if you don't get off the bench. If you say you have all these dreams that you're going to chase, and you say you have all these goals that you want to accomplish, and you do nothing to improve yourself, you do nothing to work on yourself, you do nothing to achieve those goals and chase those dreams, you're just there, and you say it, oh yeah, I'll do this, and yeah, I want to do this with my life, and I'll probably do that, and maybe I'll get around to doing this, but then you sit on the bench, this metaphorical bench that you sit on, and it's probably the couch, or your gaming chair, or whatever the case may be, but you sit, and you do nothing. Not saying you wasted your life, that's not what I'm saying at all, but you wasted your opportunity and your talents to achieve those goals and chase that dream. You know, just imagine if Michael Jordan sat on the bench all the time. He didn't get up and go play basketball and work on his free throws and work on his defensive stance. He didn't get to the gym 5 hours early before a game to make sure he got in 1,000 shots before the other team arrived. He probably wouldn't be the greatest or one of the greatest, depending on how you look at it, basketball players of all time. He didn't ride this metaphorical bench where he just said, oh, this is kind of what I want to do, but then he put in no effort. Instead, he went out there and he became a man in the arena. He did his job. He did anything and everything he could to improve himself, to be the best version of himself, to be the best basketball player he could be. Now take that mentality and apply it to a small aspect of your life. And it can be easier said than done, but I'm here to tell you that you can do it. You can accomplish it. Start with something small. Take one small aspect of your life that you've been wanting to improve. And maybe this ties all the way back to the beginning of the year when you set a New Year's resolution that maybe you forgot about a month and a half into the year. Let's tie back to that. Although I hate New Year's resolutions, let's tie back to them. One of those that you had. Let's revisit it. Let's pick at it again. And let's quit riding the bench and let's start doing what we said we were going to do. Let's do what we can to accomplish our goal, reach that final stage in the mission that we had, and become the best version we can be. So that's the challenge this week as we wrap up the show. A little shorter episode this week because there's honestly not much to it. That's the thing. It doesn't take much to stop riding the bench. All you have to do is go out there and put in some effort. Like I said, you want to be a public speaker? Go speak publicly. You want to recruit somebody to join your organization? Go out there and just talk about your organization. You want to make more time for your family? Tell your family, hey, this is what I would like to do. Let's start doing this. Let's get together and do this. Get more people involved. And then they can quit riding the bench and they can help as well. So the challenge this week after listening to this episode is to find an aspect of your life, whether it was a New Year's resolution or not, something that you said you wanted to improve, a goal that you had, a mission you want to accomplish, and quit riding the bench when it comes to that mission. Get out there and get it done. That wraps up episode 64 of the fairest podcast of them all. You already know what you need to do. Like, share, subscribe, tell your friends. You already know you guys do it every time and I couldn't do what I do without you. But also in the meantime, take time for yourself. Find an aspect that you want to improve. Get off the bench and step up to the plate and work on accomplishing the mission at hand.